obviously France has been in turmoil over the last number of days, with riots and looting following on from a police officer there shooting dead a 17-year-old boy. And Macron, the leader of France, has said that he believes that parents of children, underage children, teenagers, who've committed looting, who've committed rioting, that they should be fined, they should be penalised for what their children have done. Do you agree with this? And what is the situation here in Ireland? Well, at the moment, actually, children can be fined for criminal or antisocial behaviour. But it would seem, or the indications are, that it's not frequently enforced. To discuss this morning, I am joined on the line by Eric Nelligan from Limerick, but originally from Castle Island. He is a teacher in Limerick and he's also an AIM2 representative in that county and city. Good morning to you, Eric, and thank you for joining us on the programme this morning. We'll talk a little bit about France in a few minutes because I know you have a connection to the country through your mother. But just taking, applying the comments made by Emmanuel Macron and whether, you know, whether they apply here in Ireland, should there be measures or should there be implementation or enforcement of measures to hold parents responsible for the crimes of their children, such as fines and court orders?
Good morning and thanks for having me on. Look, I'll be clear about this. Yes, there should. We have, AIM2 and myself, we're of the opinion that violence, truancy, antisocial behaviour is growing in this country. It's not been stopped. We have tried many actions and incentives to discourage it, to move certain teenagers away from it, and it's often teenagers, and it's not working for some. So at the start, look, as a teacher, one thing I find is I teach in an all-boys school in Limerick City, and we have boys from across the spectrum in society. We have boys from very tough housing estates, and we have boys from whose parents who come to school, the young people that drive to school in cars faster than my own. So we have a wide variety, and what we notice in the school is the boys respond really well when the discipline in the school is fair and impartial and is handed out evenly. So that way then, if someone does something wrong, that the discipline handed to one person is the same as given out to someone else, provided, you know, like, so that's very important. So what AIM2C is growing in Ireland is that there's an opinion out there that certain people can do what they want, they can get away with it, no consequences, and it doesn't seem to have any impact on them. So, like, how often do you read a report to the courts and someone could have 20, 30, 40, 100 different previous convictions and they're still carrying out? So it needs to be tackled at a young age. And what we find in school is having the parents involved in the discipline procedure has a big impact, because it puts some of the onus back on the teenagers or the children. And that's where it starts. And in a lot of cases, in the vast majority of cases, having the parents actively involved will solve the problem. So that's why one of the things AIM2 would love to see is have a far greater relationship between community guards and secondary schools, because in secondary schools you can see the young lads that are possibly moving down the way of maybe they might have whatever issues, they might be moving towards a troubled life. You can see that at an early stage, because often by the time they've left school it's too late and they might have fallen into a life of crime or a life of delinquency, and it's hard to get out of it. So anyway, to come back to your original question, I was a bit long-winded there, I apologize for that, but yes, it has to be, fining parents has to be one of the tools in the armory of the justice system when it gets to a certain level. So obviously at the start you try and do positive, you come along with positive things to encourage them out of it, to encourage them out of violence or delinquency or antisocial behaviour or whatever it is. But when it's clearly shown that those methods are not working, then you move to the next level. Now, and for me, that would be targeting parents, fines, or removing or reducing social welfare or something like that, to get the parents actively involved in making sure the child gets the best as possible.
Now, I just want to interrupt us for a second. We're speaking to the AIM2 representative for Limerick, Eric Nelligan, originally from Castle Island, giving his thoughts about whether there should be more enforcement of fines and penalties on parents for crimes committed by their children. But I just want to interrupt for a second. Some breaking news here. Ryan Tubridy and his agent, Noel Kelly, have offered to appear before the Oireachtas Media Committee next week. That committee's members include Kerry Fine Gael TD, Brendan Griffin. We'll bring you more on this to follow. Ryan Tubridy, just to repeat there, Ryan Tubridy and Noel Kelly have offered to appear before the Oireachtas Media Committee next week. Going back to Eric Nelligan of the AIM2 and talking to him about the point made by Emmanuel Macron saying that parents should be penalised, fined for crimes committed by their children. This all, is there a danger though, Eric, that if you need to take an overall look of the social conditions or the reasons why these children may commit crimes, that it's too, maybe it would be too simplistic to punish, if that's the right term, the families, and maybe have a look of the kind of context they're living in. Maybe they don't have the social supports they need. Maybe you're dealing with families that are vulnerable, and that actually finding them is actually going to make things a lot worse for a family that may already be, in a very catastrophic state.
You're partially right there. I suppose, look, society, there's all types of people and there's all types of families and there's all types of support available to young children. And what I see and what we know is, in some cases, there are parents who are absolutely trying their best, or there's teenagers or children living with maybe grandparents or other family members or guardians, and they're absolutely trying their best to help them. And in that case, fining would not be appropriate, and that's where having good relationships between the school, community, Gardaí, welfare officers, all that type of stuff. You can say there's going to be a blanket ban or a blanket fine going out, but there are also cases of where parents just aren't involved in their child's upbringing, where they've just given up on them, where parents, for whatever reason, might be involved in a life of crime or whatever. So there are incidents where the parents aren't doing their responsibilities. So what you're doing there is you're just trying to prod them and probe them and move them into the direction of assisting their child. So when it can clearly be shown that the parents are trying their best, when all the officers of the justice system recognise that, well then fines offer nothing there. So what you've done in that case is you have gone to the next stage of trying to rehabilitate the child, and that clearly isn't going to work. So getting the parent and family support isn't there at that stage. So then you need to move it further up the ladder again. So you're right. You can't have a blanket ban to say, or a blanket idea to say, let's fine this person. But that's where the courts come into play, because the judge can have access to all these reports and he can see if there is strong parental support in the background, and if there is, then find the parent offers nothing. But if there's not, well then that's the next step in the process of trying to resolve or trying to encourage the children away from the antisocial behaviour they're engaged in, or literally the violence they're engaged in. Last night, as it happens, I was sent a clip of teenagers fighting in Limerick over the weekend, and it's up on my Twitter account there if people want to watch it, and it's gotten like 70,000 views within a couple of hours. And it's literally, unfortunately in this case, it's girls, and there's five or six girls, and they're actually beating the living, you know what, out of each other. They're pulling each other's hair, they're kicking, they're punching, they're tearing into each other, and it's sad to see. And in that case, they clearly seem reasonably young. They could be in their late teens. I hope the parents are mortified for them, but if the parents aren't, well then we need to get the parents involved in that. The parents need to know this is what their children are up to on nights out in the city.
Stay with us. We're talking to Eric Nelligan, AIM2 representative from Limerick, originally from Castle Island, about teen behaviour, teen crime, and what punishments should be imposed on parents if on the actions of their underage children, or is that fair? We're asking you that question. Lots of comments coming in. You can give us a call. Elma's taking your views this morning on 066-7123-666. We'll get to those comments and we'll speak a bit more to Eric Nelligan after these. And we're talking to Eric Nelligan, Limerick representative for AIM2, originally from this county, about whether parents should be fined, or there should be more enforcement of fines on parents if their underage children commit crimes. A comment has come in for you, Eric, on 0667123666. Caller says, yes, parents need to be responsible for their children's behaviour. If a child or teenager steps out of line, the parents should be fined and made responsible for them. And Eric, I've been just looking through the children's court and the fines that can be implemented in relation to children, to families where the child is not complying with the order. So if there's a behaviour order issued by the children's court and the child doesn't comply with it, for example, the child can be liable for a fine, a Class E fine, and that is in relation to, so that means that they can be fined or detained in a children's detention centre. They can also be fined up to, let me get the details here, they can also be fined quite a considerable amount of money if they don't comply with these fines. And if a child is convicted for a breach of a behaviour order and is ordered to pay a fine and the costs of the proceedings, the total of the fine and the costs must not be more than €1,500. So these financial penalties are already in place.
Yeah, they are, but they're not being used that often. I suppose it could come down to, look, the guards are stretched. Like, we all know that we have the second lowest Garda per head of population, number of police officers per head of population in the EU. The guards are under pressure. Like last year we saw that only 150 recruits started in Templemore, but we had like close to 500 guards leaving the force, being resignations and retirements. So the guards are under pressure. We realise that. So we need to try and encourage, and I hope this conversation will like, there's a lot of people concerned out there, like whether it's people in the countryside who've had their farms or their vans burgled, whether it's people in towns who witness or are close to this antisocial behaviour. There just seems to be a growing sense of law and order issues and people that are like 95% of the population or 99% of the population aren't involved in this stuff.
Yeah.
So it's normal people like you and I and people listening to us this morning we're the ones that are kind of suffering to an extent. Like, I know people who've randomly caught up in fights and have been attacked, or we know people who've been robbed, and like, the guards need to be supported here. And like, with my political hat on, one thing that bothers me is at the moment, if you look at all the justice things that are in the news at the moment, what are they? There's the hate speech law, there's the exclusion zones, this conversion therapy. It's all the cultural stuff that this government seems to be tackling, as opposed to tackling the actual things that bother you and I and the people listening this morning.
And we should put it into context. Yep. The figures, the latest figures in relation to crime by young people, that the number of crimes committed by young offenders in 2020 decreased by actually over 12%. To just over 16,300 crimes, and that was down over 2,000 on the previous year, 2019. They're the last records we have, so we do have to put into context as well that all the indications are is that crime by young people, by underage people, children and teenagers, is that it's not an epidemic and it's not spiralling out of control.
And would that be because maybe the guards aren't there to enforce it? I suppose comparing 2020-2019, and again, I'm not saying they're wrong, but that was COVID year. We were locked down for good chunks of that year, so that could possibly be part of the issue. But I suppose one of the things we're talking about here is the enforcement of it. And look, this antisocial behaviour is clearly happening. It's out there. And one of the concerns a lot of people have is, are the people who are involved in it, are they being sanctioned, are they being discouraged away from it? And that's one of the concerns I have. Okay. I don't feel it's happening enough.
Well,
that's great. That's great to see that the numbers are dropping, and there was a drop from 2020 to 2019. That is excellent. I suppose one last thing is, the drugs is a key element to this is drugs. And you mentioned in the introduction that, look, I'm a teacher in Limerick, I'm an assistant principal, and look, I have a good relationship with most of the students I'm involved with, and they tell you that drugs, unfortunately, now drugs, the use of drugs and cocaine is really, really common.
Yes.
Since minimum pricing, alcohol has come in. Drink is not more expensive. If you want to get a quick high, it's far easier to do it in drugs, and that could be part of the problem.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Unfortunately, we're out of time, and I didn't have time to talk to you about France, because I know your mother's from there, Eric. Maybe another time. Debate to be continued. Thank you, Eric Nelligan of AIM2.